Just try just turn one side.
Say for Hakona.
Yeah. Start your day of the tour away in Northwest London, Monday, 29th Shabbat, 31st of January, Rabbi Moshe Batola Grosnas, Shlita, Oron Eino Min Hamido. This week's tour away has been sponsored by the family of Benji Steinbock, Zuchron Lerocha, Leila Nishmas, Rabbi Yomin Akiva Ben Shlomo, Zuchron Lerocha, a much missed friend and participant of tour away, whose Yatza was on 19th of Shabbat.
Gemara says in Brachas Nunhei Amud Aleph, very famous Gemara, when you learn the parashas of the Mishkan, this is one of probably the most spoken about Chazalim in Truma, Tzava, Yaakov, Bikudei. So it says, Bezalel was called Bezalel al Shem Koch Mosoi. This is where Shmuel Ban Achmeni says in the name of Rabbi Yonasan. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich emoiloi leBetzalel, go and tell Betzalel, Aseini Mishkan, make for me a Mishkan, Oroin, and Oroin, the Kalim, and the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Betzalel, make me a Mishkan, Oroin, and Kalim. Holach, what did Moshe do? Holach Moshe, v'hipech, and he did the opposite Seder. He said to Betzalel, make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu an Oroin, make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kalim, and make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Mishkan. To which Betzalel replied, Amaloi, Betzalel said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Min Hagei Shel Olam, the way of the world is, Adam Boine Bayis, first you build a house, V'achakach Machnes Atoich HaKalim, and then you put in the utensils, you put in the Kalim. Va'ata oimen, you say, Aseli oroi, make for me an oroi, ve'kelim, and only then let's talk about making a mishkan or beis hamikdash. Kelim shani oise, the vessels that I'm going to make, leheichon achnisen, where am I going to put them? And therefore, didn't Hashem tell you, make a mishkan, oroi, and kelim? That was the question that Bezalel posed back to Moshe Rabbeinu, to which Moshe Rabbeinu said, Omar loy, Shema Bezel Keila Yisa. Maybe you were there in the shadow when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me, and therefore you knew the right Seder, because you are right. The Seder Dvarim is, make a Mishkan, make a Oroin, and make Kalim. Now what many Mepharshim discuss over here is what was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking. But today, I want to go to a different answer. The Kli Chemda, Rav Don Plotsky, he asked the following question. Bezalel said like this, didn't Hashem tell you to make a Mishkan, Oron and Kalim? And therefore, if you tell me the opposite, to make Oron, Kalim and Mishkan, Kalim leheichon achnisem, where will I put the Kalim? What happened to the Oron? Why does he say Oroin v'kelim leheichon achnisem? What happened to the Oroin?
The
Kelim and Oroin. There is some Kelim, the Sefer Torah. I'm saying you can't put the menorah into the, right?
Yeah, but the Kelim you don't put in the Oroin.
Why not?
You put things in the Oroin.
And the Oroin goes with Kodesh Kodeshim.
Yeah, but what's talking about that? What's talking about the...
Yeah, he's saying, if I build a menorah, where will I put it if I don't have a Mishkan to put it? If I build an Oron, where will I put it if I don't have a Mishkan to put it? This is his kasha. You build a house and then you bring the removals in. You don't tell me to build the Kalim as if there's a place for it to go and there's no place. Now build the Mishkan. Build the Mishkan first and then put the Kalim in. The Oron, the menorah. Yet for some reason, he stresses Oron and Kalim. And when it comes to his question, where will I put the? He says the Kalim. And he drops the Oron. What?
Yeah. Drop the
arm
because the
arm. You can't drop the arm, don't worry. Enough wants it dropped though, right?
In happiness.
But once it dropped, enough. Once it dropped, enough. It says, once someone. It says, oh, that's such a story. But I'll upon him. You know what I mean. So let
the
wagon. Yeah. He tried to save it, right? And he didn't. Forget, that was a time on him. The Aronois is nice of, he shouldn't have tried to say it, correct, yes. Al Kalponim, this is the question of the Kli Chendo. And he answers with our title, Poshta answer, Megillah Daf Tes on the base, this is the sugyas where Purim starts in the second Megillah. So it says over there, Oroin Einu Min Amido B'Nesu Oimid, the Oroin was the same size as the Kodesh Kodeshim, and yet it fitted inside. You can't fit something the same size inside such a place. Of Oroin Einu Min Amido, Oroin was spiritual, however we understand it, and therefore it wasn't something that worked with measurement, and it could fit inside the Kodesh Kodeshim, and the Gemara actually finished off B'Nesu Oimid. It stood with a nest. And the Meila, since it's not shayach hagvolus, it's not shayach to be contained. The aron is not really contained, because if it was contained, it wouldn't be able to fit in the Kodesh Kodeshim. So there's no question on the aron, where will I put it? The aron, if you have a mishkan, it'll go in the mishkan. If you don't have a mishkan, it doesn't need a mishkan. It's not something that can be contained anyway. You can't really say the building looks after the aron, and therefore the only kashas on the kelim says Yeshua, where will I put the kelim? But he doesn't ask on the aron. Now, the Chasam Sofer, in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Peches, he brings a kasha, b'shem Rabbi Hagon HaChosid Shebekahuna, Emnos Nadal, Zeich HaTzadik Livroch. He asks from a psikta that we should remember from Chanukah. By Chanukah, Chanukah's Chofei Kislev, there's a tumul if you're meant to have a Suda on Chanukah. And one of the reasons to yes have a Suda, Ramal brings this reason, is because it was the Yom of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. They re-inaugurated the Mishkan after the Yevonim defiled it and the Mizbeach got ruined. They had to re-inaugurate the Mishkan. So it was a type of Chanukah HaMizbeach. If it's Chanukah HaMizbeach, it's a Zman Mishter because it's filled with Korbanos. Okay. Vos Epes Chanukah is a time for Chanukah HaMishkan. Why is Chanukah Taka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesavv, that Chanukah should have as a Chanukah HaMizbeach? The Mishnah Berurah brings, it's a Chazal, it's a Psikta, that really, when the Mishkan originally was built, the Mishkan, the Kelim, the Oron, it was all finished and ready for use, Chof Hei Kislev, the original Mishkan. Only, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that date, because he wanted Rosh Chodesh Nisan for various reasons, the Chazal say. So he waited, the Mishkan was ready packed, the Oron Kelim was all ready, and it waited till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So asks the Nos Nadla, what was Bezalel's taina? How can I build the Kalim first, then there won't be a Mishkan to put it in? Hang on. What did you actually do? Yeah, you built the Mishkan, but you didn't pick it up. Until Nisan, the Oron Kalim, they were wrapped up in Big Day Asrod, but Kaponim didn't have where to go. So you hadn't solved the problem by saying, oh, build the Mishkan first. Yeah, I built the Mishkan first, but it's flat packed. And the Oron Kalim are standing for months waiting for the Mishkan to stand up. So what have you gained by saying the Mishkan first? As I pray, Rav Nosson Adla. So Rav Nosson Adla answers that there's another stage to making a keli, Kli HaMikdosh, and that is Mashiach, you need to anoint it. So he says that all this time that it waited, wasn't yet time for the Mishkan, they didn't anoint the Kelim. That's what he wants to say. And since they didn't anoint the Kelim, they didn't yet have that Kedusha, and Amela Bezalel never was bothered yet by the question of where should I put the Kelim. Right? The Kelim aren't yet Kelim. So it doesn't matter where the Kelim go. But his kasha was, when we're going to do the Mashiach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, please tell me to anoint the Mishkan first, or have the Mishkan ready first, and then anoint the Kelim, so that miyad I have where to put it. And therefore, the question that it was already Chanukah time is not a problem. It was ready, but wasn't yet Kli HaMikdosh. His whole time is on Kli HaMikdosh, I want that the Mishkan is built first.
If you have got to wait anyway, what's the difference what is first anyway?
What do you mean? Once it's ready, the way of the world is that it has to have a place to go.
It wasn't
Kli HaMikdosh. It's like the tree that had the wood of the Oron also waited, right? But that doesn't matter, because it's not Oron. An Oron without Kedusha, without Mashiach, is not an Oron.
He didn't know
he's got to wait for so what? Okay, but Lemaita Bezalel, it says, was in. He says you knew what Hashem said. Now that time it doesn't work. If his time is wrong,
but he didn't know.
So then why was he saying okay? So how was he in the shadow of Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right. You knew. Yeah, but what? Again, Bezalel's taina was you have to build the Aron and Kalim first so that you can put it in the Mishkan. The Mishkan first, you can put the Aron and Kalim there. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right, that's what Hashem said. Now, he was wrong, because it was Hanukkah time, it wasn't yet a Mishkan. The answer is, it must have been totally on the Mashiach. Now, says the Kli Chemdo, coming back to the Aron, again, that's why Bezalel never asked, where will I put the Aron? Because since the only Nidan is when you're doing Mashiach, once you do Mashiach on Aron, it becomes holy. It becomes so holy that it becomes with its Nisim of Einu Min Amidah. And for Einu Min Amidah, it doesn't need a place. And therefore, the whole question was on the Kalim that even though they're Niskadish for Mashiach, they don't become this supernatural thing. And Mamela, where shall I put them? That gets the same answer, just bring it out in two places. A third kasha the Kli Chemdo brings is from Yerushalmi and Shkolim. This is a more halacha de kinukuda. The Yerushalmi says that the makoim of certain vessels in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash were ma'akuv kabonos. For instance, if you don't have the menorah in its place, then the korban won't work. It's a discussion in the Yerushalmi. So, one manda on my is, menorah and shulchan are ma'akuv the kabonos. They're not there, your korban doesn't work. Reb Illa says, any keli that says by it a loshon sima, a loshon of placing, is ma'akev the korbanos. Now, I think we have a bar Torah here, or two. So, does it say by the oroin a loshon of sima? But Yosef. So I'm not going to put anyone on the spot. But in this week's Sedra, it doesn't, which is one of the ikka places of the Rabbi. But Yakel, it does. And therefore, says the Korban Eidah, what Reb Illa is implying is even if the Oren is not in its place, you can't bring Kavanos. You can't bring Kavanos. Now, the Kli Chemdo asks, there's many questions, but one of the questions is that in Bayis Sheni, there's a machlokes where the Oren was. But either way, it was hidden away. It was either hidden away in the Beit HaMikdash, or it was hidden away in Bovel. It was in Bovel. So, it wasn't in its place. And if it wasn't in its place, how did they do all the korbanos? I thought we said that the Oren is ma'akav, it's a korbanos. As I afraid, the Kli Chemdo. So the Kli Chemdo says, a very nice answer, again, along the lines of what we're saying. The Gemara Neumann of Gimel Lama Beis says that a certain Mishnah must be talking about Bayis Sheni. Because there was a certain something, detail that isn't in Bayis Rishon and isn't Bayis Sheni. Then it carries on and says, but hang on, it says, Higiya la Oren. You came to the Oren. There was no Oren in Bayis Sheni. They put it away. So how can you say Higiya la Oren? So Gemara says, Makoy Moshel Oren. They came to the place of the Oren. But the Oren itself was Nignas. It was hidden away. Says the Kli Chemdo, what does it mean it was Nignas? It means it was there, but you couldn't see it. Just like you could have an Oren. Yes, Diyukim for the Beis. Just like you could have an Oren that is too big for the room. And yet it fits there. It's in Menamido. The Mahalach of the Geniza, the way Yeshayahu hid the Oroin, was he made the Enim and Amidah the opposite way. It was there, yet you couldn't know it was there. That's Taich in Enim and Amidah. And therefore, you can't ask, if there's no Oroin, you can't do the Korbanos. There was an Oroin. Just Enim and Amidah, Benesu Aymet. So the Benesu Aymet was in such a way that you couldn't see it. It's Enim and Amidah. However, the Kli Chemdo asks another question, which on this he doesn't have an answer and he has to go to a different Malach. He asks like this. We find in Nach that the Oron HaKodesh got taken away. It was captured. If it was taken away, it's not here. It's not here. And if it's not here, how could they bring Korbanos in that Zman? If you don't have an Oron, Ma'akav Korbanos, it was captured and you can't say anymore it's invisible over here. It was gone. Therefore says the Kli Chemdo, I learned the Yerushalmi like his name Moshe. That Sima, whatever it says Sima, is Ma'akav the Korban, but not by the Oren. Why not by the Oren? The Oren wasn't Kli HaMikdosh. There's a Zah raised in the Rama. The Oren wasn't Kli HaMikdosh. And sort of to prove it, you have the Mikdosh, where all the Korbanos are going on. Then you have the Mechitza, and there's the Kodesh Kodshim. It's a different thing. There's an Oren holding the Luchas, Mokam Hashkila. It's a different thing. It's not Avodas HaKorbanos. And therefore, that Sima is not Ma'akav the Korban. It's got nothing to do with Korbanos. Says the Kli Chemdo Bezoi, we go back to our original question. Why didn't Bezalel ask that the Aron, where am I going to put it? I can't put it in the Mishkan if you don't build the Mishkan first. Says Kli Chemda, that's not Shver. We only have a question, where will I put Kli HaMikdosh if I don't have a Mikdosh? But the Aron wasn't Kli HaMikdosh. We put it in the Kodesh Kodashim. But the Etzem was a standalone thing that had the Torah inside it, and the Shechinah spoke from there. It wasn't something intrinsic of the Beis HaMikdosh. And Mamela, Batala wasn't so bothered about where will I place the Aron. He was much more bothered about where will I place the Kli HaMikdosh. Okay, so that's the Mahalach of the Kli Chemda. Yeah, he's going with it in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. That was the first shlach. This is now, even before that, when it got captured. Yeah. Now, al derech drush, l'chayra, you could use the Kli Chemda to say that even if it was captured, it's still here. It's not stira. Because Oren ain't a min hamidah. You know, I always wondered, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded Eretz Yisrael underneath Yaakov Avinu. So just imagine you lived in those times and you were in your house. Were you like underneath Yaakov Avinu? And the fields and everything was underneath Yaakov Avinu. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. But again, Eretz also has this type of thing. Eretz HaTzvi. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take something and it's this and it's that at the same time. Like Makas Dam, famously, Ramosh Shapira, I once heard it from him. He says, you know, in the schools you're taught, because we can't be taught otherwise, that Makas Dam, half the cup was blood for the mitzri, and the other half was water for the yid. It's not true. It was totally water for the yid, and totally dumb for the mitzri. Just, you can't make a picture of that, right? It's not something we can fathom. That's what the moral says, was makas dam. So too, the Oren maybe was captured, and it was a punishment for Klal Yisrael. There's a certain bechina that the Oren wasn't there. But it was also there. And maybe that's enough to say that Einam Akav Zakorim, because it's always also there. That's what I thought, maybe, although, like a malach, Eliyahu HaNavi can be in two places at the same time. Well, I gave a shit about it once here, how it works. I was like, Eliyahu HaNavi can be here and in America at the same time. How? Never mind, let's not go into the long. This can. It's spiritual. So too, I could rock and be a couple underneath Yaakov Avinu Eretz Yisrael, which at the same time people are sitting living in and not under Yaakov Avinu, at the same time it's all under Yaakov Avinu. Same thing, when the Oren is captured, yes, it's a certain oynish, so in a certain bechina, it's not there, and that's a punishment of Kali, so it's not totally there. But maybe it's enough there, spiritually, that even though it's somewhere else, it's still here at the same time. Because that is Oren Ein Min HaMidah. You're not going to get Oren. You're never going to work out Oren. It's something that we can't fathom. So it could be here and there at the same time. It's Ein Min HaMidah. It's not controlled by size, place, etc.
The Yam Suf, they say the same thing. It was dry and wet at the same time.
Sorry?
The Yam Suf, it was dry and wet at the same time. They
wanted
the words there.
Yeah, although there, the Maisa, they were in different places. So the Vot is... the Vot is, the Ness was happening at the same time, but it wasn't a clash of Makoimus. They were ahead.
Shapiro, it was.
I'm saying, it's not as tight as with the dumb case, where it's mamash a clash. Okay. Now, the Rambam, very interesting Rambam, I want to read it. He says the following. It's slightly connected to what we're saying. Again, according to the Kli Chemda, we're saying that the Oren was hidden in the very place where it normally was. Just the way it was hidden was it disappeared from sight. It wasn't tangible. The Rambam says in Perik Dalet, Halacha Aleph of Beis HaBachira, he says they hid it slightly differently. He says there was a stone in the Kodesh Kodashim where the Oren was on, and next to it was Tinsenes Hamon, Mata Aaron, all the things. Now, when Shlomo HaMelech built the bais, he knew one day there's going to be enemies coming to take it away, etc. So he built the Havdal like they build in Choshevah buildings, like atomic bomb bunkers. He built a bunker for the Oren. I read you his lashon. Or be'ei shabono Shlomo's habayis. When Shlomo built the bayis, v'yoda, he knew, shesoif v'licharev will be destroyed, bono mokoim, he built a place, lignoiz boi ha'oroim, to hide the oroim, lemato, down below, v'matmoinios, in the depths, amukois, very deep down, v'akal kolokois, and with all sorts of ways down, so it shouldn't be found, v'yishayo ha'melech, tziva v'gonzoi, v'mokom shabono Shlomo. That's where it was hidden, deep down below. So they discuss, is that still called in the Kodesh Kodashim? Meaning, So where does the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodeshim go? Does it go down? Okay, let's leave that aside. But upon him, that's where they hid it. Asks the Yaiva, it's a fascinating question. He says, I don't understand. The Rambam's a halacha sefer. Why is the Rambam bringing this historic piece of information that Shlomo HaMelech built a bunker and Yeshayahu HaMelech understood to hide the Kodesh, to hide the Oren there? Ma nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? So the Yaivet says, I'll be a different Rambam, a very famous Rambam. Perik Vov, halacha yudat. Rambam says that even today, there's an issa to go up to Har Abayis, the Chi of Chorus, to go up to Har Abayis. Why? Not only that, he says, you can bring Kavonis. You can bring Kavonis today. Why? So he explains. Although Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in this batla, and that's why Shmit of Hizman HaZeh is Midrabonon, the Kedusha of Yishalayim and the Beit HaMikdash remains. What's the chiddush? So he says like this. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael came through conquering Eretz Yisrael. Once the conquering disappeared, the original conquering disappeared, we got thrown out. So they lost that Kedusha that came through conquering. However, Kedusha of HaMikdash in Yishalayim is the fact that Shechina is there. And Chazal say, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, but Shechina lo izozu memakoyimo, still a makom Shechina. And since the makom Shechina is still a makom Kodesh, and there's a Chi of Chorus, and it's possible to bring Kabbonis, and we know we have a debate in the Rishonim, there were some that wanted to bring Kabbonis. The Netziv famously says that all Kabbonis you can't bring, because Hashem says, I don't want your Reach Nichoyach, but by Korban Pesach it doesn't say Reach Nichoyach, and therefore that can be brought. And they say Rabbi Chiel of Paris, when he got thrown out of France when they did the burning of the Talmud, famously he said he's going to Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach. I don't know if anyone actually did. I once saw a sefer where he says, he complains to Godel that we should really work on this, on finding out if we should or we shouldn't, because actually if you check the mitzvahs of the Torah, most of our mitzvahs don't exist today, because they're all to do with the Beis HaMikdash. He says, let's be Mavara, and even if we can be Mekel, maybe we should be Mekel, because the whole Torah is dependent on this. So that's not the minute, and we don't do it. We have Tumah and various other reasons. Sorry? So now, says the Rambam, says the Yaivet, this is why the Rambam brought this earlier halacha that Shlomo HaMelech built a bunker to hide the Oren, and they hid the Oren in that bunker. Ma nafkamina halacha. The answer is that there's a prerequisite. Before we say that Yerushalayim and the Mikdash has Kedusha because the Shekhinah is there, there's another thing that has to be there. And that is the Oren, where the Shekhinah is is by the Oren, that has to be there to say Shekhinah lo izozu memekoyma. Or, slightly different, to say there's a Chi of Chorus, mitam bias Mikdash, the Psukim say it over there, a Loshon of Lemi Beisa Peroiches, well, Panei, HaKapoyres, it puts the Kodesh Kodeshim, it puts the Oren as part of the Tanoim of when there's Bias Mikdosh. And therefore, if there's no Oren there, for instance, it's Gonzo and Bovel, then it won't help. There won't be a halacha of Chorus. But since the Oren is still there, therefore it's Shayach, the halacha of Chorus, and that's why the Rambam brought this historic piece of information, not just for history, but for halacha l'maisa. I want to share with you one more Nakuda. Very interesting thing. You probably all know it. If you learnt Yeshua, you should know this Maisa. It says in Yeshua, where before they crossed the Yarden, Benisei Nisim, the Oren did unbelievable things. It flew the Kohenim over and all sorts of things, Ayin Shom. It says in Yeshua, Gimel Tes. It says, it's the middle of a pasuk, it says, Geshu Eino. He tells them, all come here. Where did they come to? It says Rashi, it's a Chazal. Tzimtzim Es Kulon. He managed to gather the whole of Klal Yisrael, Bein Shnei Badei Ha'Oron, between the two sticks of the Oron, the whole Klal Yisrael, between the two sticks of the Oron. Ze Echad Min HaMakoyimois, this is one of the places, Shehichzik Miut Samaruba, the whole of Klal Yisrael, between the two sticks of the Oron. Unbelievable. Hak unbelievable. That was a ness. Says Radak, such a ness? And it doesn't say it before in the Pasuk. Very hard to understand how that could be. If it was such a miracle, it should say in Mefurish in the Pasuk. And therefore he says, Azad drash rochon. This drash is too wide for me to fully comprehend. However, I have a sefer at home, it's called Ol Yeshua, from Diskin, it's Rosh Shimon called Torah. So he says, he doesn't bring the Radak, but I think it brings out the Radak's problem and really puts it away. He says, I understand the Gantzer, his spiders here. This is one of the places, Hirsik Mir Samaruba, that the Oran now is like Eretz Yisrael, like Yerushalayim, a place that can spread. Is it such a Chiddush? We already know. Oran Einu Min Amida. If you can fit a needle there, or you can fit 600,000 Yidden there, each one is the same Chiddush. There isn't an element of Chiddush here. We know Oran Einu Min Amida. So Mela, that really puts away the Radak's whole Taina. Because the Radak is coming on this new Ness, but it's not a new Ness. It's a thing, Muzka and Kazal, that Oran didn't fit in the Kodesh Kodeshim, and it fitted. Or it disappeared, and even though it was there. Or it was captured somewhere else, and yet still considered here. And Mamela, if unless you say it wasn't a din in the Oran, it was a din, he declares, maybe the Ness of is a din in the Kodesh Kodeshim. Maybe the Ness that the Oran could fit in this place was because Kodesh Kodeshim was such a holy place and the Shechinah was there, therefore anything that came in there was Einu Min Amido. Then there's a Chiddush that by the Yarden, the Oran had its own Bechina of Einu Min Amido, and it can be Machzik the Merubah between the two sticks. He says Tzorachiyum. He basically has a Chakira. What was the Chiddush in the Oran Einu Min Amido? Was it the Mokum? Was it Kodesh Kodeshim? If it was the Mokum, that will also knock out what I said earlier, that if the Oran's captured somewhere else, then there's no din Einu Min Amida that comes back here at the same time. But if it's a din in the Oran, then even if it's there, it's here. And then there's no Chiddush that by the Yarden it's there to hold.
The fact that the whole Klal Yisrael fit between the Badim is not necessarily a din in the Oran being Einu Min Amida. It's a din in Klal Yisrael that they can fit between the Badim, which are full size.
Well, 1 second. Which size? What Badim? If we say Oran and Einu Min Amida, then the Oran doesn't have a size. Is there a Kiddush that can expand?
We're saying now it's only Einu Min Amida when it's in the Kodesh Kodesh. Outside, maybe. It's got a regular size.
Yeah.
And the Kiddush is the Klal Yisrael fit between the Badim.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, is the Kiddush a Klal Yisrael fit between the Badim because it was just a nest? It's like the Oran's Min Amida once it's outside. Or no, it's a din in the Oran. The Oran fitted in the Kodesh Kodesh, not because the Kodesh Kodesh was some supernatural place, because the Oran never had a Mida. Then it's not a Chiddush, the Radak doesn't have a question, what happened by the Yarden? No great Chiddush. The same thing as what happened to Kodesh Kodesh, what are you asking? Zahad Rash Rock, it was a Gemara Megillah Daf Tet. So it depends what the Ness was.
By Chet by Meriv also, there was one Mokum
Hipsik Mok, yeah, Emes, well, that wasn't Bein Abadim.
No,
it's okay, so that is Taka Ness. That Taka is a new Ness.
So and was, and the, was a nest in Klal Yisrael, was a nest in the place, was a nest in
I don't know. Israel. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
We have the same thing by Oyna Golgolim, by the Mishtach
Bora. So first of all, first of all it says, Oyndim Tzfufim. It says there was an element. First of all, I'm asking there's other places nest happened. But in this nest, we have to clear what was the nest. In this case, we have to clear what was the nest. Was it something new like those cases? Or was it just the Oran behaving as it behaves? But also, in Yerushalayim punkt, there it says, Oindim Tzfufim. They were squashed. Mishtachim Ravokim. It spread, yes, without this and what it means. Also, Stam, coming back to the Rambam says that Yerushalayim has Kedusha. The Radvaz has a tshuva where he says, you know how you can know that Yerushalayim is Loibot Lo Kedushosai? Because I can testify that we have a shul in Yerushalayim in this time that doesn't fit more than a certain amount, comes the Oilu of Golem time, a lot of people come, and it expands, Pasha fits much more. So why? Because Shulayim still has Kedusha. I got the Chassam Sofer says that his base of Medrash, they saw the Bechin of Eretz HaTzvi used to spread bigger than was possible for the Shir. I don't know, that's already, you understand what was going on there.
Shkoyah.